WGN. I'm going to start things off with Craig Bolanos from Wealth Management Group. And Craig, we were all smiles chatting on Thursday, and since then, we've had nothing but bad news on the market. I'm not blaming you. I'm just giving you credit if it turns around tomorrow. What is going on?
Well, I got to tell you, it's all about the number you just said at the end of your opening narrative, 6.03% on the average 30-year mortgage. That's indicative of interest rates having moved significantly higher, which is all traced back to Friday of last week when Jerome Powell came in and used all the language he could to talk super tough to remind everybody that inflation needs to be squashed. We all know that, but what we know now is the Federal Reserve is likely to overshoot on the tightening side, meaning continue to raise rates until it's painfully obvious that inflation is contained, which means these higher rates, larger rate hikes, there's just more to come, and that's caused markets to reset and give back half of their rally off of those June lows.
Okay, but a couple months ago we were talking about how when the Fed talked tough, the markets did good. Have they already baked in everything they thought was going to happen with interest rate hikes and just this prognosis of perhaps that it's going to be more than expected? They're just kind of rebaking the cake in the market?
I think they're rebaking the cake in the market, and you know what? I give you credit. I've actually stolen your words, John. The upside-down world, what's that from? Yeah, that series on Netflix, We all know what it is. That's where we're at. Is good. We went to a period of time where bad news was good news, where good news was bad news, and now we're back to just being confused. But for the listening audience, if people say, wow, has the market gotten significantly better since the June lows? Absolutely. Have we given back from the middle of August until the end of August half of that gigantic rally? Yes, we have. Is that level of retracement, meaning retracing 50% of the gain, somewhat normal? It is, and I still think we put ourselves in a position where at the end of the year, once everyone believes that inflation is coming down, John, it already is. Once China actually reopens and starts growing, it's not yet, but it will, we're going to look past this and things are going to be sunnier in the future.
I hope so. I mean, we talked about both the political realizations here in the U.S. with the midterm elections and also in China and how that can play in terms of policy and aspirations. But I do worry, and I know a lot of people do, having maybe breathed a sigh of relief through the summer and they see these 4 days and go, oh no, I'm going to see the bottoms again, maybe below that. And I know you can't prognosticate it, but it seems like you're at least painting a rosier picture than maybe some other people are.
Well, I mean, I can talk with the best of them. And if you want me to scare the heck out of you, John, on a Wednesday evening, I can tell you that, yes, as of today, this concept of selling pressure has crossed into the dominant position over something we call buying power. And when that happens, it increases the probability, not the guarantee, that we need to retest those reactionary lows from June. But I stand sharply committed saying, on the back of corporate earnings, which turned out to be okay, they didn't turn out to be financial Armageddon, on the back of a U.S. consumer who admittedly has been going through their savings and is now starting to borrow, hence we've seen a lot of applications for credit, the issue is this isn't just your normal everyday recession where everyone's about to lose their jobs and go into foreclosure. We've just entered into a period of slower growth that we're not used to, and people are going to have to adjust. But I don't want anyone to abandon their 401k because I'm hard-pressed to believe the 401k is going to turn into a 201k. That's just not in the cards.
Well, I'm going to steal that one now to return the favor, Craig. Always great to chat with you. I know we'll expand again when we chat next time, Craig. I appreciate your time, okay?
Thanks so much, John.
From Wealth Management Group, invest with WMG.com.